G'day creative people, author artist Matt B on day 22. Let's do a quick recap of where we are. I'm using my Think 5P framework for simplified storytelling to showcase how I can quickly come up with a story. The first part of Think 5P is idea. The idea creation process can be done in many ways, but I just randomly chose a topic, which was werewolf, and then decided to make it interesting, I'll transport my werewolf back in time and to a different location. So I chose 1930s England. I moved on to the first P, which was protagonist. The protagonist is your hero, your main character. And we worked through the character design sheet and we came up with the name Jared Fangs, and his age was about 16 or 17 and he's a journalist major at university. And then we developed all the other things like his character traits, physical traits, the things he likes, the things he dislikes, the things he fears. Yesterday we moved on to P2, which was place. The when and where of the story. The setting of a story is really critical to the story. You change the setting, you change the entire story. And as we were working through the when and where, I thought it would be really cool if I could tie his transportation into the past back to some event, and it ended up being a serial killer. And I thought if the serial killer, like Jack the Ripper, was another werewolf who was jumping back and forth through time, and Jared Fangs had to try and catch him and figure out what was happening. So we worked through that process, and in the result of that was I had to send him further back. So he's back into the 1880s. And it came up with a really good concept that could make the story a serial story. So it could be like five or six books rather than just one book. So today we're looking at the problem. Now the problem is the meat and potatoes of the story. I love working out the problem because you can really do a deep dive into the problem. You can work out the solution. There's going to be multiple obstacles for your character to overcome. And it's the exciting bit. There's conflict, and without conflict, there's no story. So the more interesting and more difficult you can make the problems and the obstacles, the more engaging the story is going to be. So let me split the screen and let's have a look at what the problems can be. All right, so let's go with problems. So his main problem is he needs to get home. He needs to find a way back home. Now normally when I'm creating a story, I will go, I need the problem and the solution, so that the solution will help you then find the obstacles and how he's going to achieve it. But in this case, there may not be a solution, and well, not an obvious one in terms of he may never get home. Or not for a very long time, like five or six books worth. And if you think of TV shows or movies and stuff like that, like Lost in Space, they go on forever, they never actually find their way home. Or Quantum Leap, like I mentioned before. Excuse me, he keeps jumping body to body to body, eventually trying to get home. So it would be good if the problem doesn't actually get resolved to the point where he just finds his way home. So there needs to be several obstacles that the character has to overcome before you're getting to the climax and then the resolution. So let's go through obstacles. Obstacles. So number one, let's say he will probably need to find out what's happened. Obstacle number two will probably, we'll make obstacle number one. Obstacle number one will be, just do this. See, this is unscripted, guys. I'm just doing this as we think, like I said. Obstacle number one will be he needs to find out when, where he is, and the what cycle the moon is in, because he's a werewolf and you don't want him vamping on, you know, like wolfing out straight away. Okay, obstacle number two will be how Does he fit into the current environment or society? Just remembering, it's a big culture shock for him because he's used to board shorts and you know, waves and chilling out. He's not used to cold and suspenders. Okay. So he needs to get employment. He needs to get a job. Some sort of accommodation. And that job will lead to the discovery of the serial killer. And some sort of portals or something. So then he's got to figure out, obstacle number four is identify the bad guy, Jack, and identify the bad guy, and then maybe track him, stop him, tell me about that. So he's got to go over all these obstacles before he figures out, and then, you know, like, the climax will be, you know, if we think about problems, and you know, there'll be this is rising action here. So this going down here, it's rising action. The stakes get higher each time. So, you know, there may be like a lunar cycle come through here, somewhere here. The moon might be full. And he, you know, he changes and he's got to deal with that. That's another obstacle. Yeah, so I might add that in. So that might be another obstacle. That might be six. The moon is full and he changes and how he deals with it. And then the climax will be discovery of what Jack is doing. And then he has to follow through time to stop him. Okay, so that's pretty much where we're at with the problem. This is just a really rough, really quick brain dump of figuring out what the problem is going to be, so that then I can do a bit more of a deep dive into this and expand each one of these out. And this is part of your outlining process. This is like Act 2 of the three-act structure. Act 2 is where the majority of the story gets told, and yeah, it's about the 50-60% of the story gets told in Act 2. So it really needs to be pulled out and really have a lot of work put into doing the research and expanding out on the points. But this is a really good start in terms of what the problems will be. And I can already see the story developing in my head. I can also see where Jared's going to discover the problem with the serial killer, that the police are missing. He will have to figure out ways to track him, using his werewolf powers as well for heightened sensitivity to hearing and smell and vision, all those sort of things. He might come face to face with Jack, and Jack might be like this evil mentor who thinks it's fun to have this young pup following him. Maybe Jack deliberately pulled him back. Maybe that's part of how he got pulled back in time. So I might just put that as a side note. Maybe Jack is the reason Jared got pulled back. And maybe Jack did it deliberately. So then we can figure out what are the motives to him doing that. Already I can start thinking of maybe he's Jared's real dad. Or some sort of family connection. See how just by it's like a brainstorming process, but by fleshing out these problems it then makes, oh, what if this happens, or what if this happens, or maybe this is a reason for that. So I will go away with that today now, and I'll start fleshing that out a little bit more. But we can already see we're up to the third P. We've got two P's to go, purpose and payout. But you can already see I could pretty much outline this story now with what we've got here so far, from the idea to the protagonist to the problem. There's a really good story outline already developed here. A little bit of tweaking, and then work on the purpose and the payout. And then there's book one, pretty much outlined, ready for me to start doing the first draft. So I'm hoping this is helpful for you guys. I hope you understand how a simplified process of storytelling can really help generate ideas quickly and get you writing rather than looking at the blank page. Thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for sharing. As always, I appreciate all the comments and the feedback. If you're watching this on YouTube, feel free to subscribe. Thanks, guys. And until tomorrow, I'll catch you later.